Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
I've got 2 tickets to paradise. Baby, hold on to me. The future's not ours to see.
And be That's my it. Little baby.
That's the only
Sweet.
One.
Sweet.
Rob Spiewak has successfully booked Eddie Money.
Yeah.
The nice money
turnaround.
Man.
Nice turnaround.
And here is the biggest shock. His PR firm is based in Fairfax Station.
Wow. Is it really?
Yeah, all the phone numbers I recalled were 703s yesterday.
Rob, Fairfax Station is not a business district. Fairfax Station is a private home.
Oh, well, no, that's where they told me their offices. So maybe it's in an apartment.
It's in a home.
Or a condominium. Oh,
Rob, think about your geography. All right.
Fairfax there is a shopping center there. They could be next to like a Ben and Jerry's.
Listen to yourself.
There's a Hyatt there. There's not. It's Fairfax Station. There is no metropolis.
Even
in
if there was
Station.
A shopping center, why would you put your PR agency for Eddie Money in a shopping center?
Because
right.
because you want to not be too garish about it.
No,
you want to be under the
water. It's in
I'm pay
a
commercial
house.
Prices.
Why, you know what? Why in the, so early in the show have you painted me into a corner to defend Eddie Money's PR
right
agency?
Right next to Safeway.
Because I always want you to think more like an investigator and less like a starstruck
DJ.
DJ.
Yeah.
So Eddie Money's coming. So
nice
let me see.
Pull, though.
It's two,
thank you.
Two. Yes, very good. 2 tickets to Paradise. Shaken. What is that one? I don't know.
I don't know. Let me go into my Eddie Money catalog here and see what I can
Eddie
find.
Money's going to be on what, Thursday's show?
Is yeah, we'll have
Eddie
him
Money's coming
at the beginning of Thursday's show.
And
yeah.
Eddie Money, who used to be on the old Don and Mike show, and Eddie Money, who is also getting a reality television show.
Yeah, on Access TV. Yeah.
Also, Eddie
That's
Money,
be exciting.
Who's visited us on this program multiple times during the holidays.
Oh, he calls in.
That's yes, right. that's right. The Money Man. Hi, it's the Money Man.
Hey, hi, it's the Money
that
Man.
Party.
That's right, Eddie Money. Wishing you and yours a very, very happy holiday and some peace in our time for the new year.
There he is.
Peace in Our Time was the record he was promoting when he came on. And he gave us.
Do you remember this one? I Want to Go Back.
Got to give me a little more level on that, pal. I don't remember that one. Play another one.
All right. Here's Shaken, not Stirred.
I think I remember this one. Maybe nobody else does.
Shake it!
Yeah.
I don't know.
The Babysitter.
This is 2 tickets to Paradise.
Right? Mm-hmm. And my favorite one is this one.
Oh, this is the jam.
Great song.
What one's this?
Take Me Home Tonight.
Oh.
Take me home tonight.
Yeah.
So many soundtracks.
I've got 2 tickets to Paradise. That's about boning.
Yes.
Take Me Home Tonight. That's about boning.
Mm-hmm.
Baby, Hold On to Me. That's about boning.
Yeah.
The songs are all about if you have a bone.
Well, actually, there's one that is not about boning, right. And that is Peace in Our Time.
Mm.
Unless he wants a little peace in his time.
Yeah. Now, this says this was 1977. That can't be right, because he was promoting it
I
on
think
our
it,
show.
Yeah, it was like 88, maybe.
Oh, darling,
Eddie Money will be on the show. The incredible talent, Eddie Money. And I want to ask him all about his reality show, because I know the guy. He was a wild man in the 80s, and I don't think there's a better person for a reality TV show. As you said yesterday on this very show, you said that Eddie Money is Ozzy Osbourne, and you can understand him.
It's
so
exactly
it's
right.
Fantastic.
And his kids are in his band. He is, I believe, 69 years old, I found out yesterday.
Is he 69 years old? That's
and they
wonderful.
Sent us
He's
two,
not in his 70s yet.
Not
That's
yet.
Great.
They sent us 2 screener episodes of his show, so I will forward those to you this afternoon, and you'll be
Anything
able to see what it's
Anything else you
like.
Want to play from the The Money Man's Collection?
I believe I have exhausted my
collection. We Should Be Sleeping? What's that one? We Should Be Sleeping.
That's what you play when you watch his reality show.
How dare you?
No, it's simply a joke. I don't have that. I don't know that song.
Can I give that screener as well?
Of course.
Appreciate it. I'd like to watch
Take a
The
peek?
Money Man.
The Money Man. He used to be a cop.
There is a lot about The Money Man that I don't know, but I do know that during his era, and he continues to make music now, but when he had his hits, you actually had to be talented.
Oh, yeah, he's a real musician.
He's talented.
There's
he's
no
got
auto-tune.
A great voice.
Yeah.
And he's got kind of a rock
and roll voice, yeah.
Real instrument.
Remember this one? We should be sleeping. And he had those kind of lazy rocker eyes, you know.
Yeah,
it's like,
well, because he didn't get enough
sleep. Let me see if I can duplicate Eddie Money's eyes from the 1980s, too. Okay.
Oh, video treat today.
I'm gonna get here. We go. All right, hold on.
That is so perfect.
Like a flag at half staff.
I'm Eddie and the Money Man. Hey, how you doing? Hey, I'm Plotian. I am Plotian. Want to go to a party? Let's go to a party.
Hey,
we're gonna go to
we
a
had
party.
A great time at that party.
I love
party.
The man, and I can't wait to have
Why
him on
do
the show.
I think
Very
of
excited.
Andrew Dice Clay when I think about the Money Man?
Because there are, you know what? Because you're a smart guy, and there are common threads through Andrew Dice Clay and Eddie Money. Kind of, it's like, you know, I remember when I went to see Andrew Dice Clay at the old, I think he was at the Capitol Center.
I think it was the Capitol Center.
And he came out with a Zippo lighter and spent the first 5 minutes of his act preparing his cigarette and his Zippo lighter to light it.
Did like tricks and opening, stuff and gestures.
And his
right?
opening line was still to this day. I will always remember it as one of the greatest opening lines of any comedy show I've ever seen.
What?
Can't repeat it here, but boy, it made me laugh out loud. It made me laugh out loud. So the Eddie Money Man will be coming on the show on Thursday. You know, why did we get excited about Eddie Money? Because it fits our show. It's like
it does.
He's still getting it done. He was popular in the 80s.
You had a past
There's just
with
so
him,
many
yeah.
similarities, mm-hmm. you know? And by the way, just going back to the Masters over the weekend, I want to thank everybody that sent me the article about Patrick Reed and his estranged family.
What's a skinny? Yes.
The skinny is, well, it's a one-sided article that kind of makes Patrick Reed out to be a difficult man, but he's estranged from his family because apparently he married this lady when he was only 22 and his family didn't like it and they didn't invite his family to the wedding and they've been estranged since like 2012.
Oh, my God.
So are you saying that the Reed family is a moneyed family? And they did not approve of the choice?
No, I don't think they're moneyed at all. I don't think I have no idea what they are.
Maybe
but they didn't
he ate
like
his emotions.
That,
that's what happened.
He didn't want to share the wedding cake?
No.
Yeah.
I don't think
small guest list. Everyone gets a tear.
Excuse me, God. That phlegm. The gift that keeps on giving. Maybe it's that, you know, he just had a falling out. Like when the family does not necessarily approve of the person you're marrying and you're 22 and you're headstrong.
Super
but they
young.
Don't seem to have mended their ways. They were not at the Masters. But
they
were
watching
gonna
it burn
and
the family.
For him.
It's got to burn the family, though.
So that's it. It's,
they're not at Amen Corner.
That's right.
Rooting them on. They're at home watching it on TV.
They may have said Amen at in the privacy of their own home. That's the way I.
But
I
they had no Eisenhower that. Pine.
What?
An Eisenhower Pine. They didn't
Thank
have
you.
That.
Okay, very good. Shall we start the mailbag?
Yeah, yeah, I think we should.
Thank you. It's not about us.
No.
It's about Eddie Money is what it's about.
You. Party.
Can you turn that up, please? I don't know what's happening.
Party.
All the time. All these things that I do. It's all about you.
Party.
It's all about you.
All of the time.
You. Hey, King Kong, any gifts today?
Actually, we do have a gift that you will love. You know, we are in the process of revamping and redecorating this studio.
Yes.
And Mike, one of the first things that will be added is a photo to our wall, autographed TMOS, Kathleen Turner.
Oh, my God.
That's lovely.
And it's Kathleen Turner back in the day. It is because the man who done sent it to
us. UNBC, Mike.
His name is John Jack, and he has a photo of her signing the picture at a signing show.
Look at that.
I would be into getting an actual autograph from Kathleen Turner.
So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
She's still great. She's still iconic.
She's very iconic.
She is iconic, and she's still getting it done. She's still an actress and You know, she's
voiceover artist.
Good morning.
She's wonderful.
Thank you, John Jack, for sending that along. Sure.
Love to put it somewhere where people can see
good
it.
Good morning.
There she is, baby.
Good morning.
That's Kathleen Turner. Thank you very much. Are we ready to start the mailbag?
Yes,
now?
Please. That is it.
Sorry, I'm very sleep deprived today. I'll explain later in the program. Hold on. Dear mailbag.
Happy birthday.
I will turn 39. On Sunday, April 15th.
Tax day.
Happy birthday.
In honor of the occasion, I was going to say, Tony, did you know that I was going to say that? So, yeah, you knew that, right? You got that little subtlety that, that's why I went, because Rob jumped in. There's never been a cliche that he will not steamroll too faster than me. I will turn 39 on Sunday, April 15th. In honor of the occasion, I've recorded a birthday jingle for myself. I hope you see fit to play it on the show. Thank you. Sincerely, Ben McDaniel from Newton, Kansas. Ooh. So Ben McDaniel, let me see if I've got this straight, wants us to play a jingle that he's written for himself on his birthday?
Yes.
No.
Oh, it's sad,
No,
right?
I'm kidding. Of course. Ben McDaniel, who's made jingles for everybody on the show, of course
he's our hero.
Do you know anything about this?
No, he just sent it along. He sent it actually a week and a half ago, well in advance, and it's another beautiful Ben McDaniel creation. So, Ben, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to me.
Isn't that lovely?
That was great.
So we can all use that now.
Yeah, sort of.
Like,
because
I can use it on June 22nd. You can use it on March 11th. And 8th. Oscar can use it on March 4th.
30th.
Right, when our birthdays come.
When they fall.
Technically, yeah, it is evergreen, fall. Mike. It's evergreen.
Evergreen. Right?
We can keep that
on file. That's wonderful. Can I hear that again, please?
Absolutely.
Send more.
Yeah, please.
Evergreen.
Can you turn that up, please?
Yes, I was actually adjusting your send so you would hear it better, and now I will play it one more time.
I heard it well. I heard it fine.
Happy birthday to me.
I love his
Let's
bass
go around
notes.
The room. Let's go around the room. You say Rob Spiewak and give the date. Then okay. Oscar says, Oscar St. Anthony.
Yeah. All right.
Then
perfect.
All right, here we go.
Rob Spiewak, March 8th, 1971.
Happy birthday to me.
Oscar Santana, March 30th, 1978.
Happy birthday to me.
Matthew Bloom, July 17, 1983.
Happy birthday to me.
This is a dumb show.
This is like right now when it got tedious 2 seconds ago.
Yeah,
and
it's
now
coming
it's
back.
Still, we're still doing it.
Coming back.
But I'm laughing at my own stupid joke. Mike O'Mara, 1734.
Happy birthday to me.
All right, that's quite enough of that. Cesar Felix writes, or Caesar.
Caesar.
Or Caesar. Caesar Romero. Caesar Felix writes, I just wanted to say hi, and I also wanted to say that I really love listening to the show on Spotify.
Spotify.
It's so much easier for me. All I have to do is turn on Spotify, look for my podcast playlist, and that's it. Keep up the good work, because as a bus driver in Stockton, California, your show kicks ass.
Woo! I love that.
Love Perfect. Stockton. Love Folsom. Love Chico. Love all the surrounding Sacramento hamlets.
Burbs.
Fellas, next letter.
Yes.
This Sunday, I will turn 26 and begin my downward spiral towards full-fledged douchedom. If Meatloaf could fall off the stage while singing Paradise by the Dashboard Lights,
yes.
My dad would absolutely be made. My day would absolutely be made, and I'll be much better prepared to embrace the storm of douchebaggery that is inevitably coming down the pike. He's really trying to get his Meatloaf request on.
Right.
And he's really creating this, but we love the Meatloaf sound, too. Love you, fellas. Never change. Yours in Christ, Michael Butler, who is going to be 26. Can we play Meatloaf singing for him and falling
no
off
No need
stage?
To spin for this.
Right. Let me sleep on it. Baby, baby, let me sleep on it.
Oh. You know what would have been funny, and I it's just that kind of day. I'm
What's
have
that?
To, if after Meatloaf fell off the stage,
yes,
he was rewarded by Ben McMahon.
Oh, like if it was Meatloaf's birthday?
Mm. Yeah.
Let's try that one more time.
Let me sleep on it. Baby, baby, let me sleep on it.
Oh, meat.
Next letter. Hey, guys, I have a question for Rob. I know that you have thousands of songs and countless other radio jingles and audio elements that you use on the show. Question, what do you use to manage all of this content? I know that you use an iPad during the show, but do you use that in normal life too? Or do you ever really rely on an iPod? I currently rely on an old iPod Classic to listen to all of my music and podcasts, and it's starting to wear out.
What?
I know that I can load it all on my iPhone, but that would almost immediately eat up all of my memory on my iPhone, and the battery on it would constantly be dying or dead. Can you recommend a replacement once my current iPod dies? Should I rely on buying a shady refurbished iPod Classic online, or should I consider other non-conventional ideas like using an iPad or buying an old iPhone? To use as a de facto iPod. All right, whatever. What? Any advice for Jeff Rice in Stratford, Connecticut, where they used to have the Shakespeare Theater?
Yeah.
Do you want to defer this to your brother here? Who's the
well, as far
guy?
As I do use iPads on the show, all the audio for the show I keep on cassettes.
Thank you very much.
No, what you should do, sir, is you should buy yourself a high memory iPhone, but sort your iTunes into playlists, and that way you don't have to carry all your music on your phone. It all lives on your computer.
You could do that or put everything on the cloud and you never have to buy anything else again.
And just so you know, I checked this morning if in my iTunes on my computer, I have 201.8 days of audio.
Very good.
So
very
that's, good. I mean, you can
and
sort it out.
By the way, if
now.
I can weigh in on this, I know we had our big tech gurus, but can I give the guy,
yeah,
Jeff
please.
Rice, a little advice here? Hello, vinyl.
Yeah. So you press them.
Yes. So that's, Rob's current stats.
I typed it in so I would remember.
57,078 items.
Yeah.
201. You have 57 items where?
No, 57,078 items in iTunes right now, but I thin it out every few months. I go through and delete a lot
just
of
like
stuff.
Just like you.
Well, yeah, that's right. But then that's it all wonderful. Comes back.
So you could listen. So you could put your stuff on, start it at the beginning, and it would be like 100 days, 160 days.
201, short of a year. Right?
201 days, yeah. So it'd be like about 8 months, I guess.
It's a long eulogy.
It is.
Man, oh, man.
And so many of them are.
What would say about that?
It's hard to even imagine what he would say.
Happy birthday to me.
Can you imagine? You know what? No. What would be great, and it would actually be touching,
what?
Is if and when you pass, we on the show
here. We better start planning now.
We on the show here play one element from your playlist a day as in tribute.
Oh, like, wow.
I think that'd
right?
be great.
Yeah, that'd be great. Mm-hmm.
That'd be great. Yeah. That'd be really
no?
great.
Can't do all of it.
Hey, guys. Oh. My 2-year-old Jocelyn loves TMOS and asks to listen to the show every time we're in the car. Since she specifically asked for Mike O'Mara, I've been trying to record her voice for you. I was able to record her today. Oh, a 2-year-old. I mm-hmm. love that. But the follow-up answer surprised me. Enjoy, Heather Weimer. And Rob's got the tape right
okay, here.
Here
we
let's,
go.
Let's give it
who
a listen.
Who do you like to listen to on the radio?
SpongeBob.
No, on the radio. Who do you like to listen to in the car? Who's your favorite guy to listen to?
Mike O'Mara Show.
Why do you like Mike O'Mara Show?
Because I do.
What's so good about it?
Rob Peck.
What?
Rob Peck.
Rob Peck.
Yeah.
And who else?
Michael.
His little boy, Michael?
Yeah.
You love them all?
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Oh, that's wonderful. Hi, Jocelyn.
So sweet.
Hi, Jocelyn. I love you. I love you. You're a wonderful 2-year-old, Jocelyn. You have a wonderful day, and be good for your mommy. Your mommy loves you, too, okay? That's wonderful. That made my day. Hi, fellas. I hope that Mike is feeling better. I am. If not, he may want to be checked for Valley Fever. Oh, here we go. Here we effing go.
This guy's helping you, Mike.
My cousin, she's a farmer in the Fresno area, hacked for months and went undiagnosed until it almost killed her. It's not the dust and the chemicals from your golf course. It's the microbes in the soil that attach to your lung sacs and basically create a pneumonia. It's hard to detect unless you are specifically looking for it. I hope it's not valley fever, but the circumstances are very similar. Major soil disturbance. Thank you, Rob Cliver. Jesus, I'm going to move out of my neighborhood.
Well, you are in a few weeks.
But in a few weeks. Okay.
That was like
okay.
A pony.
Okay, urgent man. A few weeks.
Well, no, but I mean, you should, get it checked out. It doesn't hurt to check into it. Just have the beak at it.
I went to the doctors.
Yeah, but they didn't specifically check for valley fever.
They didn't. I went to an urgent care. They didn't specifically check whether I was alive or dead.
They didn't specifically check
the disinterested urgent cares that are going to be the future of medicine when Walmart buys all the doctors.
What they do is they specifically check the expiration date and the three numbers on the back of your credit card.
By
that's
the way,
what's
any
important
coincidence
there.
That urgent care place is on the same property that Walmart built?
No, they own the lease.
No. No coincidence.
I'd like to check into that. You know what? I will research that today.
What about the nail place or the hair cuttery there?
It's just a Walmart and this place. That's it.
Yeah, but inside the Walmart, you got a full stop shop, right?
Hey, and you know what?
Yeah, you've got a hair place and you got a nail place in there. Yeah.
And after Mike went to urgent care after going to the fishing thing, it's also called the nail place.
Oh, yeah, because of my foot.
Yes.
Thank you. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony. One of our coolest Omera chicks, Sue Fedor, is battling with an uninvited guest, a tumor in her brain. Yes, she is, and we love her, and we
very
wish
much.
Her the very best. On behalf of all the Omera chicks, I ask TMOS fans to join us in sending thoughts, prayers, good vibes, and positive juju Sue's way. Thank you. Faithfully yours, Christy Jordan, Omera chick of West Sacramento, California. Sue, we love you.
Yeah.
You're doing a great job, and you're very brave to let everybody know the battle that you're fighting and sharing that with everybody. And you're one of the funniest people on Facebook.
Oh, classy
as well.
Lady. Love her.
We all share and we wish you the very, very best. Mike, could you please tell me and my husband why you all say face in such a funny way? I don't know the origins of it, but since being reintroduced to your show, I love this pronunciation of such a bland word, and we now say it your way. It seems to be... That particular word has taken on a life of its own.
Yes.
Thank you, as always, for the funny banter, great storytelling, and don't let the douchebag get you down. Oh, by the way, a lot of people reached out to me after my little mini meltdown, and I appreciate it. It's appreciated to get the nice feedback as well. Love from Bel Air, Maryland, Chris Boyce. What is the origin of the whole face thing?
It actually is rooted in the Grease Man. He used to overpronounce the word face, and so we took it. But if I could, I don't normally play a lot of like musical requests. I'd like to play this one for Chris Boyce. Everyone loves James Taylor, Mike.
Yes.
And this is a wonderful song to get your day started right on a good-looking Tuesday as we read your letters on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Never I see your smiling
face. I just love it. I love it, too. Dear Mike and the boys, my name is Joe Kelly. Oh, the pitcher for the Red Sox.
Oh, no, you're going to like this. You're going to like this letter.
I've been listening since the Don and Mike days, and I will enter my douchebag 30s the day after tomorrow. Whenever my name twin from the Boston Red Sox screws the pooch, Mike yells at me during work. What a great baseball letter. I can't tell you how weird it is when your headphones say your name and tell you that you suck. Thank you for the many years of laughs. What a great letter. To the point. Thank you for the many years of laughs. Here's to many more. Joe. Joe Kelly is a middle reliever, late inning reliever,
yeah,
setup guy for the, but he does do middle relief too, for the Boston Red Sox, Joe Kelly. And he's got a demeanor when he's on the mound that drives me nuts.
You're
and
not a fan.
Many pitchers do this. I hate pitchers that look like they'd rather be anywhere else than on the mound. And Joe Kelly is the personification of this attitude. And he's on it. Now I think he's doing okay. I got to plug in to the Sox because I think they're playing really good baseball. But Joe Kelly, there's just something about the guy. That's why I always bring him to the show. He's like the only baseball player I talk about because I ream him out all the time. But Joe, the other Joe Kelly, you rock. Thank you very much. Hey, boys. So I was sitting here listening to the show as I do every day at work, when a rather unfortunate incident occurred. It was during the segment with Little Michael, making his NCAA tournament picks. I had just taken a sip of my ice-cold Diet A&W root beer when I heard what I can only describe as a prepubescent Keith Jackson exclaiming, Alabama! Needless to say, I had to quickly clean the root beer from my monitor.
Oh, that's a clearly category.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Little Michael is well on his way to being a great mimic like his really, really old man. Keep bringing the funny David Olson. Thanks for the dig, David. And Rob, start the show for Alabama!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Sheldon, it was unbelievable. I saw things. They have tsetse flies down there the size of eagles. Really? In the evening, I would stand in front of my hut and watch in horror as these giant flies would pick children off the ground and carry them away.
My God.
All the things he told us.
Oh, it was an incredible sight. Peasants screaming, chasing these flies down the road, waving brooms. You can imagine the pathetic quality of this, waving these crudely fashioned brooms at these enormous flies as they carry their children off to almost certain death.
Oh, that is just the most horrible thing.
You sure these are flies you're talking about?
Flies. Natives had a name for them. Jose Grecos de Muertos.
Oh.
Flamenco dancers of death.
You took those slides of them that never came out, remember?
Well, that's a shame. I really would have liked to have seen those slides.
Me too.
Yeah, I left them in a jacket that got modernized. I tell you, it broke my heart because those slides would have won me a Pulitzer Prize. The enormous flies flapping slowly away into the sunset. Small babies clutched in their beaks.
Wow.
Beaks? Flies with beaks?
Sight I'll never forget. I was stunned, appalled.
What did you do?
What did I do?
As a consultant, what did you do about the flies?
Sadly, there's very little you can do because of the tremendous red tape in the bush.
There's red tape in the bush?
Enormous red tape, gentlemen. These flies, for example, they're protected against pilferage under the provisions of the Guacamole Act of 1917.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
What the hell was that? I've never heard that. What is
it? It's
that?
From, I had not thought of it in years, from The In-Laws. And it's,
wow.
It's Peter Falk driving Alan Arkin crazy with this story about the flies. The flies have beaks.
They have beaks. Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide radio show, and we're a podcast with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you're in the know. We are on air on demand and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 800-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. And brought to you by Blue Apron.
Yum.
When it comes to dinner, let Blue Apron take care of the planning and shopping. That's the boring part. While you do the cooking and the eating, the fun part.
Woo! Nice.
You'll enjoy delicious meals like popcorn chicken with sweet chili cabbage slaw.
Mm.
They love their slaw, and they do it right at Blue Apron. Or cumin. Do you say cumin or cumin?
Cumin.
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 Cumin spiced wonton noodles with vegetables and peanuts cooked and on the table in 30 minutes or less.
Wow.
With incredible ingredients and 12 new chef design recipes every week, Blue Apron lets you see what the power of food can do. Blue Apron is the leading meal kit delivery service in the U.S., and for good reason. Carla loves to cook it. I love it. Blue Apron is my favorite. Blue Apron delivers fresh, pre-proportioned ingredients and step-by-step recipes right to your door. The menu changes every week based on what's in season and is designed by Blue Apron's in-house culinary team. Plus, Blue Apron sends only non-GMO ingredients and meat with no added hormones. Blue Apron is treating our listeners to a $30 off bonus. for their first order if you visit blueapron.com/TMOS. So check out this week's menu and get your $30 off at blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook. Nice. All right. I wanted to get to this yesterday or maybe even the day before because it's prom time.
Yes.
Prom season, which I always think of as June, not April.
I thought it was a May thing, we actually discussed how early the prom was this year for two reasons. First of all, there's a very good chance many students going to prom will not graduate because there's enough time now that something can screw up.
Something can happen. They signed the contract, they wouldn't drink, and all of a sudden, whoa, what happened?
And also, this week, there was a big email chain all around all the students at Julia's High School. Is prom going to be snowed out? Because there was a chance of precipitation.
What is the weather currently in our nation's capital today?
This morning it was 32 and dense fog.
Chile.
This is like the cruel. We're almost at tax day.
I know.
And you're still in the 30s.
Yeah, God.
So
That's just horrible.
I think we're going to have a warm weekend.
At least we're healthy, Mike.
Yeah, at least we have green grass.
Yes.
Yes, that's right. You are indeed.
The Lord giveth, and he taketh away.
Enjoy the sun. We take your lungs.
Hey, I'm still getting outside and getting it done. I'm still being active.
Look at you.
Anyway. So
it turned out that it was not snowed out. They said they were going to continue with the prom, and it was probably like... For the outside pictures at like 6 o'clock on prom night, probably like 55 degrees, enough that we made short work of it and got back inside.
I remember when I was moving to Florida, I believe I moved at the end of April. Did I not? Wasn't that when? No. Was it the end of March?
It was March. It was quick. You wanted to get down to spring training.
It was okay. So it was April, and it was snowing the day we left.
Snowing.
It's no longer March, the cruelest month. It may be April that is the cruelest month because March is just, you might get a warm day, but it's just
I think
another month.
Historically, most of the big snow in the D.C. area happens in March, even though it seems
like. Hi, Jessica. Don't stay in the studio. Get out of there, Greg.
Scurried out.
Her shirt never touched her back.
Bringing Mr. Santana's various. Snacks.
Accoutrement, Mike.
His boutique snacks.
What do you have? You have your Red Bull.
Sugar-free
Red Bull. What are the things? What are those? Tipperillos?
Yeah, a pack of smokes.
What is it? It's like Tipperillos from my vantage point.
Cliff Bar, chocolate brownie.
Oh, a Cliff Bar. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yummy, yummy. Yummy in your tummy. Yeah, so it was prom.
It was prom day. And everyone who bought a ticket to prom got a pack of smokes, which was nice.
That's wonderful.
How slutty were the dresses?
The dresses were not slutty.
What?
They were not slutty.
Good for the new generation.
But that's what happens
generation.
When you have prom and it's freezing outside.
Yeah, dresses didn't change, though.
No, well, we'll see.
So, I mean, they buy them like, what, four or five months in advance,
Julia
right?
got hers before Christmas. Yeah. So
I remember my prom back in the day. I mean, it was, my junior prom and senior ball. I went to both of them, and both my prom dates wore tube top and a thong.
Really?
Yeah. That's, I mean, that was.
But it was the 70s.
No, it was 1977.
And you
1976
wore,
and 1977.
And you wore your ball huggers, right?
What?
I wore the same pants that Dustin Johnson wore at the Masters to show my ample stuff. No, okay, so. No, I saw the picture
I
you posted.
I remember your personalized license plate back then. It just said, my junk.
My junk. Right. Yeah. And my senior picture, which was this. I can still duplicate the pose.
Finger gun.
That's another thing. You got to watch the show on
you
TV.
You got to.
So let's see. I saw the picture you posted.
She looked
lovely,
great.
Lovely, Julia, lovely gown she was wearing. Mm. And the boy looked presentable and looked like a nice kid.
He is a nice kid.
Why don't you tell us how you screwed it up?
I did not. Well, I guess
I was just checking.
You know what? I did. I made for an awkward evening for at least part of it.
I didn't realize.
I would
arrange. This is no offense to you.
Yes.
If you were my dad, I would arrange to have the pickup done at like a, you know, down at a 7-Eleven or something.
Funny
like
you
that.
Should say that because there is.
Did she wish to have the pickup done?
There is so many levels of prom now. I remember, and you know, it was not that long ago that I picked up my date and took her to a dance. And you know, and you
did
go
she?
And you.
Do I arrange the pickup without my date seeing Humpty Dumpty?
With a boyfriend?
What? Here's how it went down. It was a 3-step process. First of all, at about 2 o'clock on day of prom, a friend of Julia's from another high school shows up to do her hair. because that's it's cool. A complicated sort of
I like that. See, thing. That's the whole thing that I didn't get with both of my daughters,
mm-hmm.
Because at that particular time, of course, it was the broken home.
Sure.
Yeah. I didn't have the privilege of...
Of doing your own daughter's hair?
Of being in the house.
When, you wanted when to prom. Hold the train.
You don't get that. When you're the absentee father, when you're the joint legal dad, you know, when you're the weekend warrior,
you're
you
making
get the,
money to yes, feed the family.
Yeah, you that's paid it, for all that it. Hairspray and stuff.
Yes, I did. Yeah, you know, I didn't get to see it, and I regret it. I regret it. I'll look forward to my guy doing that when he's going off to pick up his prom date, and I'm going, I peed my pants.
You'll still be coughing though. I think it would be wise.
Shut up.
If we take a break here,
hey, you know what? You want to stand my lungs up against yours over last year?
No, I don't actually. There is no between the three of us. I think we got two good lungs.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We should take a break so we don't fall behind.
Oh, okay. We got to take a break. When we come back, it's more of Rob screws up the prom for his daughter. I had no idea whether that happened.
You'll see.
The picture looked good. She looked happy.
She did.
So he hadn't embarrassed her yet. We will take a break and we will come back. Oxygen!
Air!
When we continue Mike O'Mara's show. We'll be right back.
What if I told you there was one man unlike any other? What if I told you there was one man who wanted all the fans? What if I told you that the fan man with everything could lose it all? What if I told you that Dan the Fan Man couldn't be happy until he got his Dan the Fan hands on every fan that his Dan the Fan hands could handle? Listen to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show to hear the whole story on Dan the Fan Man, overcoming his addictions to methamphetamines, and getting to the top, now airing on ESP Fan.
Yes! Welcome back to
Strong
the
effort,
O'Mara
Dan.
Show.
Good boy.
Hey, Cornerstone First Financial is growing. Cornerstone yes. First Financial is now in Colorado and soon the world. Whether you're in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, Georgia, or even Colorado, Cornerstone First Financial is there to help you when you need it. If you're buying, selling, or refinancing, all you need is Cornerstone First. They know exactly what to do, so even if you don't, you still come out on top. It is a fact that interest rates are going up, so all TMOS listeners need to act now to refinance, to take cash out, or to pay off debt before rates go up even further. Oscar, the attitude they have, it's all about attitude.
Yeah.
In business and in life. And Cornerstone First Financial, they've got... they've got a really decent attitude there.
They
right?
are,
I think you love
they're
doing business
good
with
people,
them.
And they back their product up. Like as I've always said before, someone knows they're doing you right if they say go find another rate that's better, and they know you can. You absolutely
right.
can't, right?
Put make their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. From the 202 to the Centennial State, personal attention from application to closing in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, Georgia, and Colorado, licensed in all those states. Don't wait. Now's the time to call Cornerstone First Financial, and we thank you. Back to prom time.
Short for promenade. So
now, see, I didn't go through it with my daughters, and it's one of the regrets that I have in my life. It will always be something that saddens me. Thank
you've got
you,
their weddings
FaceTime.
Coming up, I imagine.
Got the weddings coming up, and I'll be a part of that. I'm going to be a part of that. And, you know, I love FaceTime because it gets me to see them when they're doing all
right.
their... My oldest was in Nashville this weekend, and my other daughter was in Virginia.
Why
and,
was she in Nashville?
Her roommate, Gwen.
We've played
Gwen's
her music,
music on
yeah.
the show. Gwen is making a music career for herself in Music City in
That's
Nashville.
Cool. So, That's
so,
very
and by
cool.
the way, I've heard Nashville is like party central. Like Nashville has become this amazing mecca. They call it Bachelorette Party Central.
That's what I heard. It's a destination bachelorette place. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so she was having a great time down there, and she was staying in on a Saturday, which makes me just very happy. You know,
oh, cool.
Of course, in my daughter's case, when she's staying in on a Saturday, I mean, she probably had too much of a Friday.
Yeah, recovering
anyway,
from Friday.
So back to your daughter. We're talking about not my daughters. We're talking about your daughter.
My daughter. So she comes down and her hair is just faultless. It's really, really pretty. Very elegantly
like
done.
Like that classic 80s shot of the girl coming down on the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
That's grown up
pretty
into a woman.
In pink.
I was thinking of She's All That.
Oh, that's more 90s, isn't
deep
it?
Cut.
Deep cut?
Yes.
So then she.
You're such an old queen, though. When you just described stuff like I wouldn't just say faultless. It's just like you could have been a hairdresser, you know. It's like, nah. She looked wonderful.
I'm not so sure that with my presentation, I could be a hairdresser.
I don't understand. He's a father, but he's
so
like
she looked
mother.
Great.
She did, it, and know? And then she was off to the staging area to go to prom. She was going to meet her date at the Chubbuck's house.
Chubbuck.
So there was no pickup needed because she was off. And then about 2 minutes later,
hello Wednesday.
And then 2 minutes later, Linus is going crazy, and so I look up, and Julia is running back into. I forgot his boutonniere. So she runs to the fridge, grabs the flour.
Isn't it great? They still do the
off.
Same stuff we did. That's mm-hmm. wonderful.
And she got, and I applaud Caleb, her boyfriend, wrist corsage, so he did not have to pin it on. Good move. But I was not invited to the staging area at the Chubbuck's. I was going to go.
I think that's what girls get. They don't get the boutonniere.
No, you can get a corsage can be pinned.
The Chubbuck's have a daughter too.
I've never done that.
Chubbuck's had two daughters going to prom.
Hold on, so they're having the gang over at their house.
Sure, there's their two daughters, then Julia and another couple that are staging at the Chubbuck's because then.
So you're not going to get a chance to eyeball the lad.
Wait a second. 5:30 is the big get together, the final staging area, the pre-prom get together. At I think the name of the family was Richie Rich, and they
They had a lovely home.
Why can't
home?
You just celebrate them? Why do you always have to say something just like Richie, why do you rich?
Why don't you?
He's jealous.
Quiet.
He's jealous of their fabulous
their opulence.
Can you unmute Pony? He's been trying to pipe in all this entire time.
I will.
Thank you.
Anything else?
No.
Can I get you another Cliff
he's
Bar?
He's been talking in the background, and you're not pushing his button.
what's Pony weighing in on? What do you want to say?
Well, I think Oscar and I were both a little surprised that they don't. That it seemed lazy the way that they're handling.
Well worth turning his mic on for that.
Can you mute his mic? He's got nothing for us.
Turn him up. What seemed lazy?
No,
what
it seemed one like more time.
A lazy millennial move to do the wrist corsage thing.
No, the wrist corsage thing is a strategy move that exists even in my day because you don't want to be fumbling with a pin near her bosom.
Or do you?
Do you?
That's true.
I mean, if you're not going to poke, I mean, you don't stab her.
Well, what if you kill her later on?
Yeah, you get it started early.
Yeah, I mean, in Oscar's case, you wouldn't want to puncture an implant.
Hey!
The girls you were dating back then is what I'm saying.
She told me they were real.
Can we get a towel, please?
Oh, my God. So looks like how many different places do they go to?
Well, here's the thing. They said at 5:30, go to the house, and it's a... I don't know if you're familiar with the golfing community. It's called a golf hunt community called Raspberry Falls.
Oh, yeah.
I played that golf course. I played it with Bob Skin.
That's right. Exactly. Ooh. Right. I remember that.
They've got a lovely park. Four that overlooks the entire valley. You're going to find the foliage.
Proprietor of Mr. Skin.
Even when you get at the front of Raspberry Falls, those are the houses that are what I like to call round table foyer houses. Because
that's why you were referencing, and you get that from me. You get that from me when I had the big house with the round foyer.
No, it's not necessarily you. It's just
made me angry when I read that.
It's not a dig at you. It's a dig at the fact that when you cross 15 in Leesburg, the houses take a step to the better. I'm on the other side. We don't have a round table.
What is 15? Minutes? 15, no,
Route 15, the bypass, the Route 15 there.
Remember, we are worldwide.
Why is it like West Side Story in Leesburg?
Would you
the
like
sharks
to
sharks on one side, the jets on the other? Rob lives on the shark side.
Yeah, exactly.
Dun, 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 dun. Sharks are gonna win. Jets are gonna win tonight.
Sadly, in West Side Story, I was the guy at the dance. He said, we're gonna have a get together dance.
I just met a girl named of Julia, and suddenly it seems the girl of all my dreams is here.
So the further you get into Raspberry Falls, the bigger the houses get. Mm-hmm. Because you're getting further down. And I went probably four hunks of houses and pulled up to this house. Noticed that they back up to the golf course. Their backyard is on the golf course. And I also noticed that at 5, they were said, get there at 5:30. I got there at 5:40 because I didn't want to be the first one there. Mm-hmm. I noticed that the driveway is suspiciously devoid of cars. I am indeed the
you
first
go to
one
the Richie
there.
Rich? You're going to the Richie Rich house?
This is the final staging area before the kids go to prom.
Are you fascinated by this place? Are you looking forward to
going to this house? I am not looking forward to it. The only reason I'm going is that Carrie could not go, and I needed to get pictures, and I wanted to show support.
So you're feeling insecure?
Yes, and also...
What are you wearing?
A blue pullover, a nicer blue pullover, not something I would wear to work.
But a pullover is
like a sweatshirt?
Yeah, well, no, it's like a fleece.
Okay. Are you wearing long pants or shorts?
Long pants.
Shoes.
Okay. And hard shoes.
Oh, you're good man. Hard shoes.
Yes.
So you're dressing to go to this because you know.
Well, because there's going to be other parents there, and I don't want to show up. And I
understand.
I do the same thing.
It's like,
I love this story.
Well, Christ, the DJ's here. That's nice. Here he is.
What do you do again?
And I don't understand.
So you've given it some thought, though.
Yes, I have.
It's in your head, and then you had to vent on Facebook. It's great.
And so I show up, and there's no cars there, and I look at my phone, and I have this app. It's called Life 360. Yeah. And it shows where the kids are at all times. Okay. And I see that 10 minutes after I'm supposed to have been at this place, Julia is still at the Chubbuck house. And I'm thinking, okay, so now, pardon me, I'm in
they have to monopolize everything.
I am in a large circular driveway by myself. And I'm thinking, all right, what's the creepier move? Hanging in the driveway without identifying who I am or going in and making horrible small talk with a family I've never met
this
before.
This is how you're self-aware, though. You have a Sophie's choice.
Yes, and there's really no good choice. So I look at the phone again, and I say, oh, good. Julia's moving.
Hello, I was in the... can I see your laundry room?
What are those?
Can I see your laundry room?
Nice pantry. You might want to take a look. Yeah. I'm famished.
How about a swim?
Anyway, do they have a pool?
No pool.
Okay. All right.
I'm sure there's a community pool.
All right.
So it would wreck the view to the course, Mike.
Okay. Oh, so
water hazard.
So they're on the golf course.
On the golf course.
Lovely properties out there.
So I look down and Julia's moving and I'm doing the math in my head. So they're going to be there in about 12 minutes. I said, I can kill 12 minutes.
Did this family, I know the houses we used to go, it was never my house, right? We'd go to someone else's house.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually where the girls were all getting ready. The guys would go there, right?
Right, right.
And I remember that I felt like it was always on the family who's receiving all the parents. That was a job for them because they had to put up like snacks, drinks,
absolutely.
Everything,
and
right?
In my town, before the advent of the giant houses, I grew up in an era of the small houses. So
right.
In our neighborhood, it really, you know, there were different styles, but the houses were all pretty much under, you know, 2,000, 2,100 square feet.
Okay.
They weren't the mega mansions you have now, and everybody's got bigger. So there wasn't that that class structure.
Mm-hmm.
So you chose not to go up to the door?
No, I did go because I saw that Julia was on her way, so I can kill 12 minutes.
Were they looking out the window? Did you see if they were looking out the window at you?
I saw them look out the window and then turn off the lights. I don't know what that means. So I just sat in the driveway and smoked a cigarette.
Okay, no. So you go to the door.
I go to the door, I hit the doorbell, and it's a fancy dun, 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 dun. I said, I hope it doesn't go again.
Hello,
and it goes again, dun, 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 and then the door opens, and it's the mother. And I say, hi, I think I'm a little early. I apologize. I'm Rob Spiewak. I'm Julia Spiewak's father, and I really appreciate you hosting them tonight. And she says, absolutely, come right in. And she's very, very nice. And we don't have anything to talk about because I've never
met
this woman.
Was the dad there like in a cardigan with a pipe?
Exactly. It's like you were there.
Ah, come on in here. What do you do for a living, Spiewak?
So I go
into my study right now. Yeah.
They take us to the kitchen.
Wait, you like this team?
I don't follow sports.
Oh, really? All right. Let's go to the kitchen. All right.
So we went into the kitchen.
You follow calories, kid?
The kitchen. You put on weight, kid. The kitchen and the family room is roughly the size of my entire home. And they've got...
Do we have to take another break?
We should. Can we take a break?
Yeah, we have to take another break. I didn't think this would be a three. Thank you. Thank you for my Tuesday, pal. Anyway, this is great. I'm having a blast. We'll take a break and come back more. Yeah, Spiewak, sit over here in the big high-backed leather chair over here.
We have a reinforced chair for you.
Yeah, you want a low one, bro? We'll take a
break. Let me go, kid.
We'll come right back on the Michael Burns.
The way you've been shopping on Amazon has changed.
What?
Would you like the details?
Yes, please do. Explain it to all of us.
Okay. All you have to do to make your purchases is click the Amazon link at the top of MikeO'MaraShow.com.
I understand.
One click takes you there, and it's the only way the guys get credit.
I understand.
Regardless, it's pretty easy to figure out. And remember, when you buy something, say something.
Can't be. You can't be Jewish.
I'm not. But would you believe the resemblance I have to Gary Stein is uncanny?
What?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter. If you are hiring, which is to say, are you hiring? Are you posting your position to job sites and waiting for the right people to see it? Let ZipRecruiter help. ZipRecruiter is the smarter way. They build a platform that finds the right job candidates for you. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for. They identify people with the right experience, and they invite them to apply to your job. These invitations have revolutionized how you find the next hire. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. Hear that. Listen to that. Know that. If you're running a small business or you're doing HR, one day. How will that make you look to your higher-ups in your corporation, or how will that make your small business hit on all eight? They even spotlight the strongest applications. The right candidates are out there, people. ZipRecruiter is how you find them. Businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. Right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, F-R-E-E free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. This is a fascinating odyssey with prom night and Rob having to get out of his comfort zone.
Yes.
And go to another home in a different zip code where the foyers are large and the living rooms are larger.
So I walk in and there is the son of the couple that owns the house is in his tux and his date is already there. So there are two prom kids. And
my lips hurt real bad. Ask the school nurse. I know she has like 1,000 of them in her drawer.
So
Napoleon, you're just jealous because I've been chatting with babes like all day.
So
all right, go ahead.
I get introduced to this couple and they're gone. Which is, that's sad. Because
what do you mean? Explain that.
Because they just disappeared. They were no longer
in the people that own the house?
No, the kid and the date.
Okay.
Because I thought at least if there was some prom kids there, there might be some, you know, discussion of prom with the kids.
Is there any chow out?
They laid food for days.
Well, then it's a big win
for you. They're classy.
No, but he cannot eat in public.
It's true.
You're not going to be the guy, the fat guy at the actual buffet.
No, but
did they offer you a drink?
They did say, we have drinks here for the kids and drinks for the parents over there. And so I'm on a Stella Artois in no time.
They
do have nice chilled beer. Win. So that was good. And
did you do what you always do? Chug the whole thing?
Mike, what I did is the move, if you really want to impress, you don't actually chug it, you pour it. You hold it a few inches above your face and pour it. And you relax your throat muscles and they say, this guy's great.
Yeah, listen, we have certain mores. We have certain mores and traditions in the Mike O'Mara family with Rob and Oscar. When we go to a party, so Rob's is to chug the entire Stella Artois and just go. Who's ready for another? You
sipped it. I had a total of two beers the entire evening, but it would have been nice to have about 1,000 because the mother is making small talk that is so small. I required my readers to have this small, tiny, tiny, tiny talk.
Really?
And the kitchen is decorated, beautiful kitchen with a huge center aisle, and they have like 3-foot silver Mylar balloons that say prom. P-R-O-M.
See, that's sweet.
Spare no expense.
Nice way of doing
and it was really neat. And in the kitchen at this time, it's the father, the mother, me, and the grandmother. And the grandmother has been sort of quiet. And, you know, I introduced myself and we shook hands and everything. And the small talk is getting even smaller. And
so it's getting awkward. You're not an awkward person. You can make a
you're a world
so this
II
is
buff.
When I try to save it. And I say, I really enjoy those balloons. Those Nazis. You wouldn't believe the helmets I have at my house.
So what you didn't mention, you didn't even mention that's the spoon. Dad. Did you have any conversation?
It's coming
with the dad?
Up. It's coming up. Okay. Right, so I say I really enjoy those balloons. Nice touch. I think
you know
kids
Mylar
are gonna like them.
And the
by
Zeppelin.
By the way, I had no idea Rob would be making this whole prom thing about his awkwardness at a rich person's house. So this is fun.
It's
this
intimidating. Really fun.
It is. And so this is when the grandmother comes to the rescue. She says, "The balloons are nice, but we don't always have them, you know. For Mother's Day, we have them that say Mom." And she's just giving crap to the family for putting the balloons up. So automatically, the grandmother is an ally. So that's cool.
Oh, and so the grandmother's got a little spunk.
Yeah, so that was nice.
Oh, and good for her. So she's got a little edge to her. Yeah, and you fuse to the comedy.
Love that.
You?
Love that. So we make and talk about this and how we're proud of our kids and all this stuff that doesn't mean anything to anybody, but we're just killing time.
I have to stop for just a second. I am not going to put you in an awkward situation.
That's fine.
You're talking about very, very small. So am I correct in assuming that at least the mother is just a little awkward like you are?
And probably. And also, I think it's not so much that is she's distracted because she's putting on a show right now that's about to get serious.
She has.
Right. There's about to be about 20 couples there.
Yeah. She's
what's
got
the
a
movie
prom party.
With Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman? Is it Wedding Crashers?
Kitty yes. Cat.
Mm-hmm. Where she's the kitty cat. You know, everybody wants to get. Hey, look at that sweatshirt. What a lovely fleece. That is. But that doesn't happen. All right. I'm sorry.
There was none of that.
All right. Go ahead.
So that's when things get better because the Chubbuck contingent
caravan
arrives. Yeah, so all of a sudden there's like eight couples and
the
three parents
arrive, yeah.
And Rob Chubbuck is there and he's my buddy and I've got someone
Mrs.
I can
Chubbuck
talk to.
Mrs. Chubbuck doesn't come to the house?
Mrs. Chubbuck comes to the house and immediately takes charge. She comes in and she says,
"You bet she does."
She said, "This is Rob, and Rob, you know her. You met her here, and oh, you know him because you met him." And so she's making all the social connections, and that's very
she's
nice.
She's awesome, isn't she?
She's the best. But I still
isn't
just,
she awesome?
She's awesome. So
she
I
should be everybody's wife.
So I just hide in the corner with her husband, Rob. Stop okay. it.
And you know Rob, so you got people there. You don't have to do it all on your own anymore.
That's when the owner of the house comes over, and he says,
"So the dad?"
Yeah, the dad, and he says, right. "So." And I guess it's, I say, "Hi, I'm Rob Spiewak. I'm Julius Spiewak. We met." And he says, "Yeah." And we talked. And he says, "Do you golf?"
Because it's Masters weekend.
And I said, "Right." And this is where I want to say.
What time are we talking about on Saturday?
This is probably 6:30 now. I got there at 5:40. Yeah, so I've been there about
the first,
an hour.
Saturday day wrapping up.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I said.
Top of mind if you're a golfer.
I don't golf, but.
You
have
followed
you
the game.
I said, "Did you watch the Masters?" He said, "Did you see that guy dislocate his ankle?" And I said, "Yeah, talked about it on my show." And we went back and forth. And I said, "Oh no, oh no, don't ask what I do for a living.
Yeah.
Don't do that because
your show.
Because
whoa, whoa,
so
it kind of opens as yeah. we all know, it opens the floodgate for them to tell you sports,
yeah, or
politics.
What is it, politics? luckily, another guy comes over that I've seen at a million school events, but I couldn't tell you his name. And they start talking, and he says, "Well, you know, I'm in government contracting, and I'm a consultant." And Rob Chubbuck says, "I get a lot of that when I, you know, doing my work with education, and I'm just zip because I don't want them to ask what I do for a living." And actually, they don't, and we get out of it nicely. We have another.
Well, why don't you want them to ask?
Because it's like, you know, that if it's some, I get the read on this guy that if I said I work with a talk show, he would have many, many questions that would require a lot of
everybody
explanation.
Does.
Yeah. And it wasn't that situation.
In the future, I'll give you a pro tip.
Okay, pro tip.
Right?
Sure.
If they ask you what you do, just say you're part of a boutique media company, right? That develops and distributes silent books for the deaf.
So, books. So that'd be good. All right. I'm going to write that down.
Silence. I got one yesterday. I swear to God.
What's
true
that?
Story. I got one. So, what do you do? Radio show? Oh. Politics? No. Sports? Nope. And I look at him, dead in the eye, and he goes, "Well, what do you talk about?" I said, "Shock." I swear to God, it's my new go-to.
Shock.
Because I don't want to deal with it either. I go, "Shock." And I say, and the one guy goes, "Oh, he can't handle
well,
it.
No,
can't intellectualize it," so he turns away. And his buddy, the other guy we're playing with, looks at me and kind of goes, like he understood. Like he understood. You know, he's thinking tease. That's what he's thinking. All right, so go ahead.
So eventually this conversation burns itself out to a natural stop, and I'm back to just hanging with Rob Trubick. And it's very nice because snapping a few candid pictures and watching the kids, and a couple of Julia's friends introduce themselves to me because I'd not met them before. And I take a picture of Julia from like across the kitchen, and she's like, "Dad, stop. Stop it." And then she smiles. You know, she's being absolutely a 17-year-old girl. And it's pretty cool to watch her interact with her friends and see her fit
How
in.
How is the lad?
The lad was dapperly dressed, polite, and a nice good guy. I like him still. Yeah.
What time she get in?
She slept at the Chubbicks, so I don't know.
Oh, no.
No, but I respect the Chubbicks, so that's fine.
That's what she told you?
Well, I can check it on my phone. She was there.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
So everything was all good. And
leave the phone in the Chubbicks' kitchen.
But my favorite thing...
Let's go to the golf course.
Who all slept at the Chubbicks?
The girls from the caravan.
Just the girls?
I think so. So anyway, the...
Think so.
I hope so.
I
are reminiscing.
So we...
Remember when you wanted to go to college, Julia?
Yeah.
Remember when you had that full ride and then my grandson showed up?
Because of the full ride. That was so unfortunate.
So it was a wonderful evening.
It was a wonderful evening. We took our pictures, and my favorite of the part of the night is the oldest Chubbitt girl, Jillian, said, "Are you having fun, Mr. Spiewak, with your date?" I said, "With my date?" She said, "Yeah. My dad, you two are inseparable. Looks like you're going to the dance
together."
Yeah,
it's a comfort zone.
Yeah, but we found our comfort zone, and I got out of there. I had picked Robert needed to be picked up at his friend's house, so I had an excuse to get out relatively early.
Who's your wife? Slaying the dragon? Doing
finishing up that shoe store where she's doing the part-time is closed. So they have to finish that up. So she's doing that. That's
Didn't
over.
Did she
now.
Get like an incredible rave by one of her coworkers on Facebook
She
said
sweet.
How incredible your wife
mm-hmm.
is.
She went in and really helped. Harder to close a store than to open it.
She's
turns
like
out.
A state. Like Chad and I were radio station killers.
Yeah,
we were format killers. Any station we get to within 3 years, they'd flip. Yeah, that's like your wife in retail.
Yeah, she's a store killer. Shoe killer.
Hey, wonderful. What a lovely story. And, maybe you think you'll ever be invited back to the house?
Maybe to like do yard work.
Okay. You like golf, sir?
We have news you may not need. Standing by, we'll do that right after this on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, it's Freights. This week, Mike and I have another heaping hot helping of political persuasions for you. We talk about the dangers of corporate media, Scott Pruitt's oh-so-affordable DC digs, and Facebook saying, "Zuck it." Our bad.
You can download Political Persuasions on iTunes, MikeOMaraShow.com, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Nothing to talk about this week.
Another dead week, right?
It's the great challenge of Political Persuasions because, you know, we got nothing. There's just nothing going on.
You got to make hay while the sun shines, Mike.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara. It's every hour.
I know.
It's literally every hour. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's the worst time of year. There's a spike in your rubber sandal. Nike is forcing you to wear pink. Your intern is diabetic, and Urgent Care just offered you frequent flyer miles.
What?
Urgent Care just offered you frequent flyer miles. What will you do? What will you do? Well, you're in breath. How about the TMOS bonus show? The bonus show is an extra hour of TMOS comedy each and every week that will change you from a bitchy Lionel Richie into a merry Katy Perry. La, la, la.
Hi.
Is it me you're looking for? Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click the bonus banner, and it makes a great gift. Spread some cheer, bonus show style. Get happy by giving back. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be happy helping people. You'll be helping TMOS. Tis truly a win-win.
Uh-huh.
So please, quit sucking, and
thank you.
News.
Boo. Hi, everybody. It's time for news you may not need. And now, misused phrases.
What?
Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. I know I've done some of these. And you've let me know that I've done some of these. But not all of you. But it'll just be another thing for you to talk about. Here are misused phrases.
All right.
For all intensive purposes. I have not done that one.
Oh, I've done that.
And that's one that I think people use ironically sometimes.
Yes. The correct way is to say, for all intents and purposes. That's the way it's supposed to be
noted.
Intense as in intentions. So for all intentions and purposes. You don't say for all intensive purposes.
Oh, I've always done
that.
Yeah.
It's not correct. Number two, I could care less. I've done that a million times.
Yeah, and I don't I hate that as a phrase anyway, even when it's done right.
Yeah, and I hate the correction on it too. The phrase should be I couldn't care less. So what you're saying is I could not care any less about
this. You could just say f off.
Hey, that's one Oscar gets right every time.
One in the same should be one and the same. It's one, a minor difference, and you might be able to get away with it, but technically, one in the same is wrong. It's one and the same. They're one and the same.
One
and
the one in the same.
Pizza.
Now, this one I don't screw up. Pizza. I say tongue in cheek, not tongue and cheek. Tongue in cheek is literally describing a facial expression people make when they're joking.
Tongue and cheek is a British comedy team.
Tongue and cheek. Actually, no, it's a, well, it was an American university. It was on the fourth floor, and number five, jive. I am, this is my numero uno. I am guilty of this. Jive with should be jibe with.
J-I-B-E.
Jibe means to be in agreement with something. Jive is a type of dance or a way of speaking.
What's
like the old woman who speaks jive in the movie, excuse me, Airplane.
Okay. Burp.
What's a jive turkey then?
Jive turkey is that's probably the correct use, but I don't jive. I don't jive with what you're saying. I've said it a lot. It's jive.
Jive. Yeah, I guess.
People started using the word jive in the 20s, and according to Merriam-Webster, they started confusing it with jibe almost immediately. So don't worry too much if you mess that one up, and I've screwed that one up.
Don't be a jive turkey.
Jibed turkey.
No, jive turkey.
Bill Cosby was on his way to the courthouse for his sexual assault trial, his retrial yesterday, when he was ambushed by a topless woman. But this woman was fully conscious, not really his type. She had the names of his victims written on her skin, along with phrases, women's lives matter, and Cosby rapist. And the real kicker, she used to be on The Cosby Show.
Wow.
Her name is Nicole Rochelle. And she did four episodes in the early 90s when she was a kid. Cosby just kind of laughed the whole thing off while the cops took her down rather aggressively. And I saw the video of this and hopped over a fence as she was kind of taking her top off at the same time. And she was screaming, Cosby rapist. Cosby
he's
rapist.
Legally blind now, right?
Yeah, allegedly.
That's what he says because he has like a helper with him when he's walking.
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows? MarketWatch says that Grand Theft Auto 5 is now the most profitable piece of media in history.
Wow.
Really?
There's not even a movie that's made as much money. The game has sold more than 90 million units since it came out in 2013, and it has generated around $6 billion. Far more than the blockbuster movies like Star Wars or Gone with the Wind, which both collected more than $3 billion, adjusted for inflation. And that's even if you add in DVD and streaming sales. Nintendo's Mario franchise has sold more copies than Grand Theft Auto V, but no single game comes close to $6 billion. In fact, even the previous Grand Theft Auto games pale in comparison to the juggernaut that the fifth one. Just
that's
one
so crazy. You would think that, I mean, God, can you imagine the entire Grand Theft franchise?
Yeah,
then.
I would think that Minecraft would have made so much.
What makes Five so great?
I think that was the that might have been a game that came out on all platforms.
Ah,
if I'm not mistaken.
The one that takes place at Raspberry Falls.
That's right. It's called the Awkward Prom Pickup.
There you go. Lindsey Buckingham will not tour with Fleetwood Mac this summer, and Rolling Stone says it's because he was fired. He'll be replaced by Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers and Neil Finn of Crowded House. Apparently, they've been jamming with the band for the past 2 weeks. As for Lindsey, the band just said, quote, he will not be performing with the band on this tour. The band wishes Lindsey all the best. The Fleetwood Mac's had controversy their whole run.
Yeah, it's like this, you could have run this story in 1978. It would have been the
absolutely.
Same.
Mm-hmm. Rolling Stone says Lindsey was fired because of some kind of disagreement over the tour. No dates have been announced yet. Lindsey joined the band in 74 along with Stevie Nicks. He wrote and sang a lot of their popular songs, including Go Your Own Way, Tusk, Secondhand News. He left in 1987 but rejoined in 96. and has been with them ever since. So this had to be a big, big deal.
10-year break, though.
Yeah.
He still gets paid on the music, though, publishing rights.
That's where the cash
is.
Gets paid
on the music, doesn't have to go on tour, probably doesn't really matter to him, but I'd love to know more details because I like Fleetwood Mac.
Whenever I play Grand Theft Auto 5, I always play as Lindsey Buckingham.
But you get to go your own way.
Wonderful. Nice. It's the golden age of television here in America with like 300 different networks producing so many original shows. It'd literally be impossible to find enough time to watch all of them, but we're going to try.
Good.
According to a new study, people in North America watch more television than anyone else in the world. We watch an average of 4 hours and 3 minutes a day, which is well above the worldwide average of just under 3 hours. The study also found that American TV shows are the most popular worldwide. British shows are second. I am watching less TV than I've watched in years past.
I think I am too. Less. But I'm more British TV. I'm binge watching Benny Hill.
Oh, it's very, very exciting. Yes, way to keep it retro. And now a little something something. In January, a 46-year-old woman named Jennifer Chapman from Ocean Park, Washington, got into a major argument with one of her male relatives. We don't know their exact relationship. We just know they're related. Who knows? Anyway, Jennifer was trying to take some of his stuff out of his house and yelling at him in front of his brother and nephew. At one point, the guy said to her, quote, "You're putting on quite a show." And Jennifer said, quote, "You want to see a show?"
Oh, boy.
Then she took off her shirt and her bra, and she charged at him boobs first.
Man.
He tried to dodge her, but she whacked him with her breasts, and he wound up hitting his head on a wall. She then rubbed her breasts on the guy's brother and his nephew and ran outside and peed on the driveway.
Yeah.
She, yeah. She was arrested for assault and was due in court last week, but she no-showed. So now there's a warrant out for her arrest. She is looking at up to a year in jail and a $5,000 fine. That works out to $2,500. You know, all right. Per. Okay. Nipple.
Hey, you know what that is, Mike? That's a show.
Show. It's a show.
Yeah, but the bowel control is impressive.
Yeah,
it is.
What's she doing now? She's peeing in the driveway. Call the cops. Anyway, we'll take a break.
Surprise, just number one.
Yep, that type of activity normally happens in my state. We'll take a break and come back with the. You got some little sounds with all your prom excitement?
You know what's exciting is the cherry blossoms are peaking and so are the sounds.
That's exciting. We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Ratchet?
Ratchet.
Why is that out?
Huh?
Why do you have that out?
You're not handy.
Hello, I'm the Ratchet Man.
Why do you have a ratchet?
Because Eddie Money's coming on the show, Oscar. Let me look around. Is he yet? Is he here yet? No, he's not here yet.
I'll give you $10 if you do the entire Money interview as a ratchet.
Yes.
Like ratchet. Welcome back to the show, brought to you by Amazon. excuse me. Some of you know that we have a new policy for Amazon for 2018. But we want to make sure that everyone knows it. Here's all you need to know. To ensure that we get credit for your Amazon purchase, just make sure that you click on Amazon, the link at the top of the TMOS website. Super easy, and that will guarantee that we get credit for your purchase. So start clicking. If you need it, Amazon has it. What's today's Amazon purchase of the day, boy?
We have featured this before, but I got no fewer than 5 requests for this over the weekend, so I need to feature it again so everyone knows that you can still get the same turntable, the same phonograph that Mike O'Mara has in his home and that I have in my home, the Audio-Technica ATLP120.
Great, great turntable.
It is very, very much like a classic Techniques 1200. You get all the bells and whistles. Sounds fantastic, but here's the deal. It's got a built-in preamp, so you don't need a phonograph tuner to run it. You can just run it into powered speakers. It's also digitally, you can rip stuff into your computer as well via USB. So it's got everything you need, and it's under $300. It's dynamite, and it's our Amazon purchase of the day if you need a record
player. Amazon really does have everything. You can find the turntable and more at the top of MikeO'MaraShow.com, so get clicking. I'll deal with my Valley Fever over here, and you, Rob Spiewak, give us some little sound.
Let's take a visit, Mike, to one of my favorite places, Jay Leno's Garage, because guess who was his guest this week? Here's a question for you. What do you think Arnold Schwarzenegger's daily driver is?
Ooh.
Well, he was one of the first guys that was really into a Hummer.
He has gotten away from that. He now has a retrofitted Mercedes that he has made electric.
Oh, I've seen this Mercedes.
So here is Jay Leno talking to Arnold, and it's just two great voices.
What's going on here?
Well, I'm waiting for you. I'm telling people about your car here.
I'm waiting for you.
Is a Mercedes that you converted G-Wag. To electric, correct?
Yeah. Well, I didn't do the work,
right.
But Chrysler did. Can you say Chrysler?
Chrysler.
Yeah, Chrysler. Okay, now you're talking.
In Austria.
Exactly, okay. In Austria, yes.
Yeah. So they also make the strudel, yeah?
Yeah, they make the strudel and the Wiener Schnitzel.
And the Wiener Schnitzel.
And then ganz gute Schnaps.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're the...
Yeah, yeah.
I like that
show. You want a little more?
Yeah, I know. He's look. He's still douchey on that show.
He's not douchey. He's just kind of clash.
I don't spend my Tonight Show money.
I'm going to save it. I'm going to save it.
All right. Here's a little more with Arnold when they look under the hood.
But anyway, this is probably the first in the world that G-Wagon that actually had originally 500 horsepower, but the combustion engine.
Right.
So we took that out. I told them to convert one and to put an electric engine in. 3 months later, now it is an electric engine. It has again 500 horsepower, but the car is lighter. It's now 2,900 kilo. It was with the gas engine 3,400 kilo.
I love that he's European. He's talking kilo.
Kilo.
He's kilo.
It's metric.
And then, giant horses. Finding tiny animals.
And then you get the turbo man doll.
That's really electric, right?
It's lighter because if they were all battery packs, it should be heavier.
Yeah, it depends on the size of your gas tank.
And whether or not it's empty or full.
No tax incentives, though.
He had to fight Sinbad to get the car. last night, I don't normally watch Fallon, but I tuned in last night.
Dying for this car.
Cardi B is a female rap artist. She's everywhere. She just announced that she's with child. She co-hosted the Jimmy Fallon show last night, and they did a segment where they traded off telling jokes about, did you see the picture of President Trump with the lumpy overcoat?
No.
Okay, it's just, it was caught in the wind, and it looked like he was smuggling something, a very unflattering picture. But the thing is try to understand Cardi B. I really, really am troubled that this woman is telling jokes.
What is up with that coat? It makes him look like two kids sitting on each other trying to buy beer.
What is up with that coat? Look like me when I was trying to have my baby.
What is up with that coat? Looks like he's trying to sneak a rotisserie chicken into the movie theater.
What is up with that coat? I didn't know Spanish made jackets.
You didn't know Spanish made jackets? What is up with that coat? It looks like his plan for the border wall is him. Oh, my goodness.
This next one, I honestly could not figure out what she was saying.
Well, I can't understand any of it. And nobody's laughing because they can't. She's unintelligible.
I've got a foreign parent. She has some Dominican heritage in her.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom at times will peter off when she's saying things. So I'm used to this.
All right. It looks like to me like she's got a bus to catch and she just wants to get out of there.
Hurry.
Here's the last one.
Cardi.
What is up with that coat? Look like they put a button press on the wrong side.
No. What is up with that coat?
You're not the only one. Nobody understands her.
But it was really great to have her co-hosting my favorite show.
But I'm telling you, it's part of the bit. Like
that's the bit?
That's the joke. Yeah, that's the joke.
Can you play those again?
I can.
No, I'm not going to make our audience go through
just
that.
More.
Sorry.
Just one more?
No, one more.
All right, let's hear the first one.
What is up with that coat? It makes him look like two kids sitting on each other trying to buy beer.
What is up with that coat? Look like me when I was trying to have my baby bump.
And
something
Fallon,
about a baby bump?
You know, Fallon's had that rep. If you listen to Fallon too, Fallon has party throat. Fallon has party throat like no TV talk show I've ever heard before.
Yeah.
You hear him go, play the first clip again and listen to Fallon. Tell me if it doesn't sound
What is up with that coat? It makes him look like two kids sitting on each other trying to buy beer.
Is that Jimmy Fallon or Eddie Money?
Yeah. Hey, really, it's Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon is starting to sound like Lindsay Lohan.
Pretty soon he'll be peeing in the driveway.
Yeah, but the Cardi B, like that is the, even when you see her on TMZ, they're like, what is she saying?
I don't care.
What are we trying to figure out
That can
out
be
here?
A bit, but I don't care for it. There, I'm saying it. A bad break for the gentleman on Wheel of Fortune last night. It was one of those puzzles that it was actually all on the board. He just had to read it.
Oh, no.
And the answer involved stupid. Flamenco dancing. You know, Spanish dancing. Flamenco dancing.
All right, carefully. What's up there?
Flamenco dance lessons.
Sorry. Ashley, it's your turn.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a common one.
Yeah.
Flamenco dance lessons.
Yeah, that's it. And we're going to...
That's it.
There we go.
Yeah.
I'm going to be as disinterested as I always am.
To explain, what we all heard was, and I know you didn't mean to say it, but you gave us a G instead of a C, but we're going to... We'll look at things and make sure we did things correctly.
And they did, and they have told them to. But it's so sad that you can't even read it right.
But a lot of people make that mistake. Hey, I want to go see the flamingo dancers.
Yeah, and those, they stand on one leg.
That sounded good, didn't it?
Hey, Jimmy Fallon, where do you want to go tonight?
I think I got a flamingo in my lungs.
I love when we beat the big outlets to the news story. Remember we talked about the Yoko Ono rock yesterday?
Yeah, The Rock.
Yeah, we close with this. Seth Meyers talked about The Rock last night.
Officials are looking for a person accused of stealing a rock signed by Yoko Ono worth over $17,000. Though, to be fair, it originally was part of a rock group, which Yoko Ono broke up.
That is great. And that is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Go, Seth. I never would have thought.
Me neither.
That's why those guys in those writers' rooms.
Yeah, Cardi B wrote that joke.
Thanks for joining us for another episode. Be sure to get our TMOS app. Unlock the Mike O'Mara Show 24 hours a day. Send your messages for our Tuesday mailbag to Rob with the extra B at MikeO'MaraShow.com. All regular mail to TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Each day, 96 Americans on average are killed by guns. Visit every town for gun safety to find out how we can end gun violence in America. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for the best part of your day. You've told us, don't you know? The Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Cardi B.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.